In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announces changes to the public services sector. New Zealand's offer to resettle refugees held offshore remains on the table. And in rugby union, Rugby Australia CEO Raylene Castle is glad the Folau case is over. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has unveiled structural changes to Australia's public services sector. Under the changes, the number of government departments will be reduced from 18 to 13, with four departments merging. Five heads of department will also lose their jobs. With the cuts, the government's response to the Thorday review of the public service. Mr Morrison says fewer departments will help cut through bureaucratic red tape and ensure better services.
The new structures that I'm announcing will drive greater collaboration. It'll break down silos. It'll ensure that important policy challenges on which different parts of the public service are working on can work more effectively on together. It means better integration in key areas like education and skills.
New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 of Australia's offshore refugees per year remains on the table. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously rejected the offer, as the coalition argues it would undermine Australia's strong borders. However, there's speculation Independent Senator Jackie Lambie supported the Medivac repeal bill in exchange for the government accepting the resettlement arrangement. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Sky News about the state of the resettlement offer.
To be clear, this offer does remain on the table?
Oh yes, that has not changed, but as I've said, the ball is obviously in Australia's court.
Has there been any discussion between the two governments in recent days regarding the deal?
No, I have had no discussions at that level, and as I say, as far as I'm concerned, we're still in the same status quo we've been in for some time.
And the government has reiterated it made no deal with Independent Senator Jackie Lambie to get her to vote to repeal the Medivac laws. Senator Lambie had the deciding Senate vote and sided with the government, as she said they'd made an alternative arrangement. However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his party have denied making an arrangement with the Tasmanian senator. Speaking to Sky News, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government will not be altering from its current border protection policy.
There is no secret deal. You know, obviously, we have been engaging constructively and in good faith with Senator Lambie for some time. We provided very detailed briefings on our border protection policies, on our resettlement arrangements. We provided classified briefings. And at the end of all of this, clearly, she was satisfied that the repeal of the Medivac laws was warranted and appropriate, but she was also satisfied with the direction the government was heading.
New South Wales's longest period of air pollution is set to continue, with severe bushfire conditions predicted across much of the state. The Bureau of Meteorology forecast heavy smoke from fires burning across Sydney will linger until at least Saturday. Over 120 fires continue to burn across New South Wales, with at least 65 uncontained. Total fire bans are in place today for the Greater Sydney, Greater Hunter, Illawarra Shoalhaven, Far South Coast, Monaro Alpine, Southern Ranges, Central Ranges, Northern Slopes and Northwestern areas. In rugby union, Rugby Australia Chief Executive Raylene Castle has welcomed the end of the sport's legal challenge with former Wallaby Israel Folau. It follows Rugby Australia's successfully negotiating a mediation settlement with Folau over his sacking yesterday. RA terminated Folau's contract in May after he made a social media post deemed homophobic and in breach of Rugby Australia's code of conduct, with a 30-year-old then seeking compensation for unfair dismissal. The settlement details are not public, but Ms Castle says in the end, Rugby Australia upheld the sport's values.
We had to make a decision that was right for rugby in this country. We made the right decision in calling out Israel on his posts and on his inappropriate messaging. That remains the same. We stick to our values that inclusiveness is absolutely core to the key of rugby. Ultimately, taking this conversation further into a court situation was not helping the game, and so we made a decision that gave us cost certainty, that put us in the best financial situation and entering the new year in a positive way.
A look at the weather for the rest of today. Very hot and sunny, 38 degrees for Perth. Cloud clearing in Adelaide and 23. Cloudy for Melbourne, 21. A shower or two, a windy 18 degrees for Hobart. Sunny and windy in Canberra, 28. Sunny in Wollongong, 32. Smoke haze for Sydney, 33. Much the same for Newcastle, 34. Fine weather for Brisbane, 35. partly cloudy and 33 in Cairns and 35 and sunny for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.